Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Outdoor Kids in an Inside World, Getting Your Family Out of the House and Radically Engaged with Nature is a non-fiction parenting and outdoor lifestyle book by Stephen Ranella. Best known for his work as an outdoorsman, writer, and meat eater host, the book responds to a familiar modern problem: children spending large amounts of time indoors, often in front of screens, while families struggle to make outdoor time feel normal and sustainable. Rather than treating nature as something reserved for special trips or expert-level recreation, Ranella presents it as an everyday setting for family life. The book combines practical suggestions with a larger argument about development, resilience, and attention. Its purpose is not simply to encourage more recreation, but to show how direct contact with the outdoors can become a regular part of parenting, learning, and family culture across urban, suburban, and rural settings. And I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, treating outdoor time as a daily family practice rather than a rare event. A central idea in the book is that outdoor engagement should not be limited to vacations, weekend outings, or highly organized sports. Ranella frames time outside as a repeatable family habit that can be built into ordinary routines. This matters because many families wait for the right conditions, enough free time, or access to remote wilderness before acting, which makes outdoor living feel exceptional instead of normal. The book pushes against that pattern by showing that parks, yards, sidewalks, neighborhood creeks, and even balconies can become part of a family's relationship with nature. That shift in scale is important. It lowers the barrier to entry and makes the practice more realistic for parents with limited time or resources. The emphasis is not on perfection or intensity, but on consistency. In that sense, the book is as much about changing family expectations as it is about giving activity ideas. It argues that regular outdoor exposure helps children become comfortable with nature as a setting for play, observation, and learning, rather than seeing it as something distant or unfamiliar. Secondly, using hands-on exploration to replace passive screen-based habits, the book's argument is partly a response to screen saturation and the habits that come with it. Ranella does not treat technology as the sole problem, but he does present passive indoor entertainment as a serious competitor to the sensory, physical, and social richness of outdoor experience. His solution is not a moral lecture. It is a practical reorientation toward activities that require children to move, notice, touch, collect, and ask questions. That distinction matters because the book values action over abstract appreciation. Outdoor engagement becomes a process of direct contact with weather, dirt, plants, animals, water, and changing terrain. This kind of experience gives children something screens cannot: unplanned discovery and embodied learning. It also helps parents understand why merely telling children that nature is good is rarely effective. The book suggests that children need memorable, tactile experiences that compete with digital convenience on their own terms. By emphasizing hands-on activity, Ranella reframes outdoor time as an alternative mode of attention, not just a healthier version of entertainment. The result is a book that addresses behavior by changing the environment and the routine, not by relying on guilt or abstract instruction. Thirdly, building resilience through discomfort, risk awareness, and tolerance for the outdoors. One of the more distinctive elements in the book is its willingness to treat discomfort as educational rather than harmful. Ranella recognizes that outdoor life includes cold, mud, insects, fatigue, and inconvenience, and he argues that these conditions are part of what makes nature valuable for children. Instead of trying to eliminate every source of irritation, the book encourages parents to help children develop tolerance for manageable discomfort. This is a practical parenting stance, not a romantic one. It assumes that resilience grows when children learn to navigate weather and environmental unpredictability without being overprotected from every unpleasant feeling. The point is not to glorify danger or ignore safety, but to distinguish between reasonable caution and excessive fear. That distinction is important in a culture where parents often feel pressure to control every variable. Ranella's approach suggests that children benefit from learning how to adapt, observe, and recover when outdoor conditions are less than ideal. In this sense, the book treats nature as a teacher of patience, flexibility, and self-regulation. It is an argument for developmental toughness built through ordinary encounters, not through dramatic survival scenarios. Fourthly, making outdoor life accessible in urban, suburban, and rural settings. The book is notable for refusing the idea that meaningful nature engagement requires a remote cabin, large acreage, or a wilderness-adjacent lifestyle. Ranella's examples and framing make clear that families can work with the environments they already have. That practical inclusiveness broadens the book's usefulness, because many readers live in cities or suburbs and may assume that the advice of outdoor-focused books does not apply to them. Here, access is treated as a matter of creativity and attention rather than geography alone. Small-scale practices such as observing plants, looking at stars, visiting local water sources, or exploring neighborhood green spaces can become entry points into a larger outdoor ethic. This matters because it removes the excuse that nature engagement must wait for a better location. It also helps the book avoid elitism, since it acknowledges that families differ in money, space, and mobility. The overall message is that outdoor connection is not an all-or-nothing proposition. By defining nature broadly and practically, the book turns everyday surroundings into legitimate places for discovery, and that makes its advice more adaptable than books that assume regular access to wild land. Lastly, positioning parents as guides who shape attention, curiosity, and family culture beyond specific activities. The book is about parental responsibility in shaping what children notice and value. Ranella presents adults not as instructors delivering perfect lessons, but as guides who can create conditions for curiosity. That role is significant because children usually follow the structure, priorities, and anxieties modeled by caregivers. If family life is organized around convenience, indoor entertainment, and risk avoidance, children are likely to inherit those habits. The book, therefore, asks parents to examine their own behavior as much as their children's. It implies that outdoor engagement becomes sustainable only when adults are willing to participate, improvise, and tolerate messiness themselves. This makes the book more than a collection of nature activities. It is also a cultural argument about what families choose to practice together. The outdoor world becomes a shared reference point for conversation, competence, and memory. In that sense, the book connects parenting with identity formation. Children learn not only how to spend time outside, but also how to interpret the outdoors as normal, valuable, and worth returning to. That broader family culture dimension is one of the book's strongest features. In conclusion, Outdoor Kids in an Inside World is best suited for parents, caregivers, educators, and anyone trying to make outdoor time less optional in a child's life. Readers looking for a polished wilderness manual or an advanced nature education theory book may find it more personal and practical than academic. Its value lies in how it combines realistic encouragement with a clear philosophy. Children do not need perfect access to nature to benefit from it, but they do need repeated intentional exposure. The book offers intellectual benefit by reframing screens, risk, and convenience as parenting choices rather than fixed realities. It offers practical benefit by showing that local environments, even modest ones, can become sites of exploration and family connection. What makes it stand out in its category is Stephen Ranella's voice and perspective as a working outdoorsman who also understands contemporary family pressures. Instead of idealizing an unreachable lifestyle, the book tries to make outdoor engagement feel ordinary, adaptable, and worth sustaining. That balance gives it a distinctive place among books about parenting and nature. If you would like to support Stephen Ranella, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.